Hello?
Oh, hi, Joseph. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you. Did you have a nice New Year's Eve and New Year's Day?
You know what? It was great. I didn't do anything. I didn't celebrate any New Year's, but, you know,
You sound like my husband. He didn't make it till midnight. I was waiting for the ball to drop from New York, and he fell asleep. So I went and walked the dogs and came back and watched it by myself.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow. Hey,
but you know what?
You watch it. Yes.
At midnight, you know, some of the neighbors started blowing fireworks, so he woke up from that, but he missed the countdown.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Your birthday had fireworks. Oh, nice.
Yeah. But you know, it was nice yesterday because I did what you did. I just took the day and just relaxed and kind of absorbed that we're in a new year. And it was nice. You know, sometimes we need to take a day to do that, you know? So.
Great to hear that.
Yep. So, I was just following up. I saw some notes on your account that you weren't happy with the website, but I also saw that Rena was working on it yesterday on the holiday. There's a lot of notes that she was making revisions. So, do you want to check it out and see if it's to your liking now or, if she, cause I can't tell if she's already done the revisions. But I saw that she put a bunch of notes on here.
Yeah, Rena was very cooperating.
She's a sweetheart, yeah.
She was very nice, very patient.
Yep.
And she was, because I had a conversation with someone like, what was it? Sometime last week.
Okay.
And yeah, because I looked at website, I read some information on it, so she took notes and all that. So 3 or 4 days later, when I spoke to Rena, I went back and read the information. Apparently, they did not make any changes. So I'm like, so another thing too, and I was frustrated because I had someone was asking for my website. So I trying to look up my website on my phone. It didn't popped up. So I'm like,
I saw
hey,
that
up?
In the notes that you couldn't find it from your phone, right? You got some kind of an error when you were trying to search it.
Yeah.
I saw that. That was even on New Year's Eve. It says in the daytime on the 31st, right?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
It was on the New Year's Eve. Yeah. New Year's Day. Yeah, New Year's Eve. Yes.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. Yeah. So, I saw that she had been making a bunch of revisions. But I also wanted to let you know because I saw that you were frustrated and, you know, you felt that you had lost some time because it took her extra, you know, time to actually get that completed. So what I'll do is I'll give you 2 weeks for free on the back end. So you're supposed to, you know, billing date-wise, it's supposed to be on the 16th. But I'll push that next billing out to February 1st for you. That way you don't feel like you lost any time, you know, just because it took her a little bit extra to do that. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure that you were happy. I felt like, you know, we had such a connection. And when I saw these notes on here, I'm like, oh my gosh, I better call him and just make sure everything's okay. And then, Joseph, I want to let you know one more thing is that, we don't include any type of Yelp programming or Yelp advertising or claiming of profiles with this program. So I think when she spoke with you, she recognized that you needed to claim your Yelp page. And as a courtesy, she sent you the instructions to do that. But we don't get involved with any of that. What we specialize in is, you know, promoting your business on Google. So the email that she sent you is very self-explanatory. I think you can go in there and get it claimed, no problem. But yeah, that's, I just wanted to let you know because I do that also. Sometimes someone, I'm talking to them and they tell me, you know, they need a new email and they don't know how to set it up. So I'll send them instructions or sometimes they have a voicemail box that's full and I say, hey, what kind of cell phone do you have? And I look it up and send them the instructions on how to clean out their voicemail. But that's not like services that we normally provide. It's just something that, you know, sometimes we'll do just as a courtesy just to kind of help you guys out. So do you want me to resend you that email or do you think you could find it? Because she sent it on the 30th.
Oh, no, I got the email and instructions. Yo, no, I thought you guys was part of the, of this, you know, the what I paid for, so I wasn't sure. So I thought you mentioned something about Yelp, so that's why I was trying to ask that question. But no worries, yeah, I can.
Yeah, Yelp's a directory, and we used to, gosh, maybe like 10 years ago, we used to include a Yelp profile for people if they didn't have one. But if they already had one, then we wouldn't have any way to go in and do anything to it if we didn't have access, you know? So the reason we decided to opt out of Yelp is that people were telling us over the years that Yelp was filtering reviews. So we had one lady that she had 22 positive reviews on Yelp. And the minute she started, working with them, they took them all down and there was only 9 negative reviews posted. And she called them and said, how do I get what happened to all my reviews? And she was kind of in a panic. And they said, oh, we can put them back up there for you, but it's going to cost you $300 a month. And to me, that's extortion. I don't know how they can get away with that. But we started hearing weird things like that over and over and over again. So we just decided, like, hey, we won't even submit businesses to Yelp anymore, because why would we if they're doing that? You know, it's, you know, and then asking people for more money on top of it. So, yeah, but definitely if you have that Yelp listing, go in there and use the instructions so that you can gain access to it. That way, hopefully they don't try to do anything funny to the page down the road. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, no, yeah. I'm not going to do it then. So,
yeah,
you're funny. I don't want to waste my time.
Yeah. And you know what? Thank you for being so proactive with your account too. Even though you're frustrated, I love it when people are calling in and requesting revisions and staying on top of it, because that tells me that you're going to have very good results with this program. You know, there's nothing more frustrating to me than when, you know, we need something. If Google says, oh, this client needs a video verification or this client needs that, and then we call them and we can't get a hold of them and they're not responding. You know, so I can tell that you're on top of it and you're going to do extremely well with this. So I just
want to top on myself because I spend a lot of money. I don't want to waste time. So and stuff like
I agree.
That.
You have to be really, because you're paying for it. You know, you have to be on top of it. I agree.
Well, it is.
Yep.
But for me, too, it's like I have so much going on in my schedule, too. I don't need to check on this stuff every time. You know what I mean? I want to be like a one time. Look at it, fix it, let's move on, instead of me constantly following up. Because that's what happened to other companies I used to work with. Like,
yes.
I was telling them how to do their job. I said, wait a minute, why am I paying you?
Right,
you know?
Right. So usually the setup process, you have to be a little bit more responsive to us within the first couple of weeks. You know, once this starts rolling, then you're not going to have to really do anything except answer your phone. And I know that you're going to answer your phone. But right now, you know, it's still for a fresh account. So we're trying to make sure that everything gets set up exactly the way you want it to, you know. So don't get frustrated if, you know, we reach out and we need more information. That's just meaning that it's part of the process. But I did give you that extra 2 weeks on the back end that, you know, just to kind of compensate you for the frustration that you had. Okay.
Got it. No, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for that. So,
of course.
And,
no problem.
Some of the pictures over here, I really text the pictures, but I don't see all those pictures being loaded up here on the website.
Okay. Let me put some fire under Rena. I saw that she was notating and uploading things yesterday on January 1st. I didn't even know that any of our employees worked on January 1st because it's a national holiday. Yeah, she was making some revisions yesterday during New Year's.
She did. Oh, I
did
not know that. It's way on the bottom. Okay.
Yeah, isn't she a sweetheart? Yeah, I was like, I can't believe she did that. So that was really nice of her.
You know, she is. It's very awesome. Maybe put a note over here. Hey, check the work that we have done, you know, scroll all the way down or something like that, because I didn't see it until I went a little bit further down. I thought I got used to the pictures up here halfway, and I thought, okay, that was it. But I didn't know there was pictures below it.
Yeah, she posted that she was uploading them to the gallery, and the same thing happened to me. When I clicked on the gallery, I saw your 3 videos. And then I wasn't sure, like, where's the pictures? But then when I kept scrolling, I saw, like, tons and tons of pictures down there. So I thought, okay. So, and she put them in different tabs too, which was nice. She put, you know, a heading where it says drainage improvements, landscaping service, landscape design, you know, so it looks like they're all on the gallery, and that's where people will look anyway. If they want to see examples, they'll say, oh, I wonder if this guy has a gallery or some before and after photos, and they'll click there too, you know. So I'm happy that she did that for you.
No, she did. Okay, I see it over here. She loaded the stuff and all that. So if I want to make some changes over here.
Yep. Anything that you want to revise, Joseph, even from here on out, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. So you can always call in, or you can go on your dashboard and even upload more photos or make more revisions, and they will go and complete them as you send them to us. So don't feel like you're married to the website. If you see something on there that you're like, oh, shoot, I wish I would have told them to do this or that, you can still do that as those ideas come across, okay?
Got it. Yeah, I will reach out to her.
Yeah, and I'm going to send her some kind words and thank her for what she did. So is there anything off the top of the head you want me to tell her to revise that you can see right now, or... Or are you thinking that it's okay for now, and then you're going to look at it a little more and then, you know, call in with future revisions?
Yes. I think, I'm happy with the, what I'm seeing over here. She really organized the pictures, because that's what I told her. I said, listen, you got to put the pictures where it belongs. If it's the drainage, it has to go under the drainage.
Right. You know? Exactly.
And that's what she did over here. So, so my question is, can you guys do something over here, videos on the video section on this gallery page? Because I feel like you have a video on top, and then you have pictures, and then on and below of these pictures, you put it in order, drainage, hardscapes. Is there any way that you guys can, you know, organize other pictures above this in this gallery?
I'm not sure. I don't know how, because most people don't send us videos. For the ones that do, of course, we put them on the site, but most people just send images. So let me ask her if there's more that you can do as far as kind of like, it sounds like what you're asking is kind of like organizing it a little bit better, right? Or maybe putting a heading on top of each video to show what it's for, right? So people don't have to go in and watch the video. They can see, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So
maybe put the videos, maybe put the videos on the bottom and put the pictures above the videos. But, and then because you got the videos, and then you got pictures, and then below these pictures, it's organized. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Yeah, you want them to see the organized pictures first.
Exactly. So you want to put everything, like move all this drainage into the drainage section, and then move all the hardscapes into the hardscape section. So I like to move the drainage on the second, move the hardscapes above first.
Okay.
Because the hardscape is my main focus.
Yeah. He also wants the drainage photos moved below hardscapes. Okay. So I'll send those revisions to her, and then if there's, you know, any reason that she can't move the videos at the bottom, maybe start thinking about what you want them to, like, be titled, because I think that that would help, too, if you have them titled, you know, video one is this, video two is that, video three, so that way she could add it if it's possible, but I'm pretty sure that they can move the videos down. I don't see why they can't, but what category would those first photos fall in? Because they don't have a heading. I noticed that. There's the three videos, then there's some photos, and then below that it starts with drainage. So would those first photos, are they just kind of not organized yet, or what would a good heading for those be?
Well, if you're going to move the hardscapes up below the videos, because I want to move the videos below, that would be great if that's possible. And then you have the pictures over here for the hardscapes, you know?
Yeah.
The first three ones on your left, one, two, three.
Yeah.
Those are hardscapes. The one on the on the fourth one, on the first row, that falls in the landscaping category.
And got then, it.
Yeah, and you got the fifth picture on the second row, it moves in the hardscape. You see that hardscapes? And then the drainage, and then that, you know, pool, those are all drainage. These are all drainage. And then you got the wall there on the third.
Okay.
Row.
Oh, I see. So he just has to add, she has to add, okay, add hardscapes above first group of pictures, but remove, and I'll let me see, pictures.
Yeah, move these hardscape pictures under the hardscapes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like that one.
So,
So
1, 2, 3, and 4 1, 2, 3, and 5 would be good hardscape pictures, right?
5.
Okay.
The first row is the three ones. The second row is the fourth one on the far left.
Okay, hold on a second.
The third row on the last one, that's the hardscape.
Okay.
The fourth row, the first one, that's hardscape. The fifth row, the steps, the stepping stones.
You know what? I think what I'm going to do is see if she can call you, because I'm afraid that I'm going to try to send this to her and she's going to see a bunch of notes and it's not going to make sense, you know? So let me just see.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to have her reach out to you today and then she can, you know, do what you're requesting there. But I already let her know that, you know, you were very happy with the revisions that you made, you know, she made so far. So we'll get this squared away for you one way or another, okay? Oh, and then also, you're doing really, really good with your reviews. You even got a fresh one 2 weeks ago. You have 31 reviews on there. So keep that up. I don't know what you're doing, but I'll send you a review generator email that you can also use. It's just another tool that you can use here and there. But it sounds like you're doing very well, you know, with the reviews. That also makes you more relevant to Google and gets you results quicker. But I'll send that to you. And if you have any questions on it, you can always call me, okay?
Okay, cool. Thank you, Tina.
All right, you're welcome. I enjoyed talking to you, Joseph. Have a very happy new year, and I'm sure we'll be talking again.
Mm-hmm. One more question.
Yes, of course.
So if I decide, do you guys do Google marketing?
Yeah, we can do Google pay-per-click ads, and we can also do Google guaranteed if it's available in your area. Have you heard of Google guaranteed?
No, what is that?
Okay, so I have to see if it's available in your area. If it is, I'll send you an email on it, but it's a brand new pay-per-lead program that Google rolled out about May of last year, and people are going crazy for it because you know how, if you've used a lead service in the past, how a typical lead service will sell the lead to you and everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Google has found a strategic way to offer, you know, the exclusive lead program. And the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is you'd have to pass a background check in order to participate. So you are licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
I am. But are you referring to the contractor's license or the LLC?
So let me just look and see if it's available in your area. And then what I can do is look at the other clients that are Google guaranteed in your area and see what Google is requiring of them specifically.
Let me know.
Yeah. Let me see. 23120 is your postal code and then your industry. Let's see.
Because I'm applying for my my contractor's license too.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys saw that note. They reached out to me.
So I have the category available for landscapes in your area. Let me see if hardscapes is available. We could put you in hardscape leads for people that are searching for it, but it would still be in the landscape category if there isn't a hardscape, if that makes sense. So let me just look. Yeah, there's a hardscapes category under landscaper. Okay, good. So then you would, and it's available. So, what we would do, with the background check, you would, when are you, gonna know if that license goes through?
I have to send it in and then I have to wait for 14 days to turn around. They're gonna let me know if I'm,
it doesn't take long.
If it's approved.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's approved, then it's gonna send me a link to, start taking my test online.
Got it. Okay. So let me just look here. This one says, in order to get approved, he is another, landscaper in your area. Licensed, VA State Class A Contractor License with Landscape Service Contracting Classification. Background checked and meets or exceeds requirements for business insurance. So it looks like they're just requiring the background check, license and insurance. So what I'll do is I'll send you an email on it because I wouldn't want you to, you know, start the ball on it until you know if you're going to get, you know, the license or not, because it sounds like you're going to need it. But once you get it, all we charge to do this program is a one-time non-refundable application fee, and that's to actually conduct the background check, and that's $250.
Okay.
That takes about 4 to 8 weeks in order to get approved. Now, once you're approved, it's a pay-per-lead program, and let me see what the leads would cost. Here it is. Okay, I have to look at a different screen here.
So you say like you need all this information before you send it in for a background check.
Right. So all we charge initially is the background fee, the background check fee, which is $250.
Okay.
Once you're approved, it's going to be $58.67 per lead. And they don't charge you if you ever got a bogus lead or something. You know, we monitor it. And let's say somebody calls you and they're looking for a job or they're in the wrong category. You wouldn't get charged for those. You're only charged if they're an actual client that's, you know, looking to, you know, get a quote from you. And what we require as far as an activation budget to start the campaign, and that would be 4 to 8 weeks out once you're approved, is 13 leads. They want you to take 13 leads within the month. So that activation budget would be $765. Now, you don't have to spend $765 a month because that activation budget works like an escrow account. So let's say that you take on 5 leads within the month. So the next month, they just charge you for those 5 leads that you took to kind of replenish that budget. You don't have to pay the whole $765 again. So that's that Google Guaranteed program works. And I think that you absolutely would love it because people are going crazy for it that are using it because it is, you know, so exclusive. And then also the reason Google calls it guaranteed is once you're past the background check, they'll actually insure your work up to $2,000 per client, which is awesome because, you know, let's say that, you know, you somewhere along the line have some client that you have to jump through hoops and bend backwards for, and no matter what you do, they're not happy. Google, if it's a valid claim, would refund up to $2,000 of what they paid you. So, you know, that's another added benefit to it. You get that with every client that you take through the Google Guaranteed Leads, you get that insurance. So, I just sent you the email on it, Joseph, so that you can kind of, you know, look at it. And if you're thinking, you know, that you're ready to start the process on, you know, getting that license, then call me, you know, because it does take 4 to 8 weeks anyway to get approved. So it might run within the timeline.
So I can just, you know, start applying for the background check while I'm working on getting the license.
Exactly. You could call me and say, hey, Tina, I want to do the background check fee now so that we can get that ball rolling. And then you can work on the license at the same time. And then also it's a really good program for you because of the, you know, exclusivity of it. I think that that's the difference. But Google pay-per-click leads, if you ever wanted to consider those, honestly, I don't think you need them right now because they're more conducive for a large corporation that has, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget because they're very costly. But how the Google paid leads work is our minimum budget in order to run them would be $300 a month. All we charge to run them is a 25% management fee, which is below industry standard, and they take that out of the $300. And then they'll set somewhere like a $3 a day daily cap, and the intention there is to, you know, let that $300 stretch throughout the month and to ensure that you never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month, right? So what would happen is each morning your ads would go up in all the designated areas, and that would be free. You don't pay anything for it, okay? So once people start clicking on you, that's where the money comes out of the budget. So let's say that the pay-per-click rate is a dollar and you have a $3 a day cap. Then when three people click on you, you rotate off and someone else rotates on. And again, that's a good thing just to prevent, you know, an unexpected bill to come at the end of the month. The reason I think you'd like the Google guaranteed as opposed to doing the Google paid ads is with the paid ads, people get very frustrated because Google will take the money out of the budget per click. So it doesn't matter if it's someone clicking on it trying to sell you something or a competing company trying to drive your bill up. Or if it's a potential client. Yeah, so Google will protect you from malicious apps. So let's say you have a competitor that says, I hate that that guy has better, you know, online presence than me, and I'm going to just try to, you know, click on him 50 times so he gets charged 50 times. You know, well, Google will protect that. They'll see that it's coming from the same IP address, so they wouldn't charge you for those, right? But let's say that he's like, I'm going to tell everybody, you know, five of my friends to go on there and click on it, and they're doing it from different IP addresses, then Google doesn't know that that's malicious because they're coming from, you know what I mean? So that's why I don't think you like the Google pay-per-click ads as much. I mean, it's an option if, you know, you can't pass the background check, which I don't think you're going to have any problem passing. You'll be fine. One thing that you have way ahead of you to get approved for this is they do require that you have a verified Google listing with at least 5 positive reviews on there, and you have that section blown out of the water. So you'll definitely, you know, qualify for it there. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I sent you the email on it, and please feel free to go through it. And if you have any questions, you know, you can call me and then, you know, follow up when you're ready to start the application process, okay?
Okay, cool. Yes, thank you so much.
Oh,
so what's the
you're welcome.
This one, what's the difference this one and the local search?
So the local SEO package that you have now, it promotes you on the first page of Google right below the Google guaranteed ads. So if you search...
local services.
Oh, the local, oh, no, that's the same thing. Google guaranteed is local service ads. It's the same thing.
Ah, see, that was the one I was trying to sign up for like a couple of years ago, but they told me I need a contractor's license. They said this is guaranteed.
Yeah, yeah, so Google guaranteed is also known as, you know, local service ads. So we just, you know, refer to it as Google, but it's the same thing. Yeah, oh good. So yeah, you've already looked into, they're the companies at the top that have the green check mark next to them and they say Google guaranteed, right? So that's what we would be promoting you in that section. And
got
then once you pass it, you'll also have that green check mark next to your name.
Awesome.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So yeah, I think that we have, you know, I took some really good notes as I talked to you, and I sent Rena a little message to kind of reach out to you when she can. So she'll be calling you. You know, I'm supposed to say within one business day. It's still only 8 o'clock in the morning here, so I'm pretty sure she'll call you today. But if not, no later than tomorrow, okay?
No worries. No worries. I understand. So when are you going to follow up with me regarding to the where my search engine optimization is doing?
Oh, you can see all the results that you're getting on the dashboard in real time. So that's the best way for you to go in. So for
real time?
Mm-hmm. If you go onto your dashboard, you'll see the different sections. Results, leads, listings, Google profile actions, So it says 113 Google profile actions. So that isn't from us because you just added us to the page 2 weeks ago, right? But you can go into the dashboard and you can filter out, you know, what actions have I had within the last 7 days? And it says within the last 7 days, you were found 37 times on the first page and you had 2 clicks to your site. You can filter out the last 30 days. So you can kind of go in and see in real time the results that you're getting. Something that we've also started enabling for you is weekly posts. So every week they go on your Google page and they make a post for you that makes you more relevant to Google. So you can also go on and click at the tabs at the top where it says posts and you can see the samples of the posts that we're creating for you. And then you can also run specials. So let's say that you're like, oh, I think it'd be creative to say, you know, I'm running a New Year's special, you know, 5% off for a new client or whatever. You could also customize those posts. If someone doesn't give us a, you know, an idea of how they want it customized, then we just kind of make them generic and put a call to action on there just so that, you know, again, you're more relevant to Google. But if you have something specific that you'd like to run on the post, then, you know, absolutely, we welcome that too.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on my website right now.
On the dashboard. Yeah, so do you see when you go into the dashboard, for example, when I clicked on the Google profile actions, the 113, and then at the top there's that little button that says export, but next to that it says last 6 months. So I clicked on that and I filtered it to the last 7 days and then you can go last 30 days and so on and so forth. So what you'll see is you'll see your results number starting to grow and grow above and beyond what you had initially. And then the same thing for the Facebook ads clicks. If you click on that, you'll see, you know, that you're having, you know, 15 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads, the budgets that's been spent so far on the Facebook ads. So on and so forth, how many impressions. So this is the best way that you can kind of refer and see the results that you're getting. And then also, Joseph, in the business info tab at the top, I think I already showed you, but that's also the page where you could make revisions to your site from your end.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Can you guys let me know what are the areas, what do I need to do to be able to, you know, to get more leads and stuff like that. So, because I need you guys, you know, like recommendation and all that.
So, if you wanted to get, you know, more leads and get results a lot quicker, what you could do is what's called our Premium Platinum Package, which is bundle this with the Google Ads, at least for the first couple of months. Because remember, on the Google optimization on the first page, we quote 45 to 60 days. Obviously, you're getting results quicker because you already had the Google listing. You've been responsive to us. So you're already starting to get some traction on the first page in the, you know, local map section. But what some people do is they'll do that add-on of the extra 300 for the first couple months because the Google ads, they get up and running very quickly. You know, we say under 2 weeks, but I've had them up, you know, in 3 days before on a special request. So, you know, they can get up and running very quickly, which is the first benefit. The second benefit is that you can target wherever you like, so without having an address there. So let's say that there's like a Beverly Hills type area that's 30 minutes away from you, and you can't get that far of a reach on the maps. Then you can target those Google ads anywhere and people like that because, you know, that way you're getting, you know, business from the areas that you're more prone to, you know, get higher end clients, you know. And if, you know, you wanted to try that, what I say is start thinking about maybe 5 to 7 targeted areas that you'd like to get clients from so that when we set up the ads, we would allocate those areas only because, you know, sometimes people say, Tina, you know, can I have 100-mile radius or 150-mile radius? And the answer is yes. If money is no object, we could put you wherever you want on Google, right? But with a $300 budget, if they have, you know, 150-mile radius, their ads go up in the morning and maybe 10 minutes later they already rotate off because the budget has already been eaten up, you know? And then And then maybe it's eaten up from areas that are undesirable to them anyway. You know, sometimes people go, well, that's an industrial area and I hate going over there. I wouldn't want to go. Well, okay. Well, then don't do a radius. Do, you know, some targeted areas. That way you can, you know, use the money more wisely. You know what I mean?
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And we manage it all for you. We would just ask you to, you know, during the initial setup, let us know what those areas are, you know, so that you could, you know, we could run them accordingly.
Got it. You said the budget is $300 a month?
Yeah, the budget for the Google Ads is $300 a month, and that would definitely help you to jumpstart this performance, you know, for the first couple of months. And I always tell people that even with the Facebook ads, you know, sometimes people go, I don't really think I want Facebook. I don't do social media. I always tell them include it for the first couple of months, because once you're front and center on Google Maps, that's where most of your business is going to come from anyway. But doing those things in combination with this, it's going to help you to get there, you know, even faster.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
So, yeah, so you have a lot of food for thought here, and I know that you have my extension. So when you're ready, you can call me. And then right for now, just stand by. We'll be having Rena reach out to you either today or tomorrow, okay?
Got it. So you say how long it takes to set up this Google Ads? 2 to something days?
Yeah, the Google Ads, we say within 2 weeks, but we've had them up in 3 days before on a special request. So we could
definitely do.
Yeah, that's what people like about the Google Ads is, you know, they get, sometimes people call, especially this time of year, if say they're a tax service and they know that, you know, January 31st, people start getting their W-2 forms, and even businesses like to file before that in the beginning of January. So they're like, I don't have 45 to 60 days to wait. I have to be up there, you know, ASAP. So then sometimes they'll put a lot of money into the Google Ads because that way they can kind of strike while the iron's hot, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Well, I, if you have any questions on that email on the local service ads, you know, AKA Google Guaranteed, just feel free to call me. Okay.
I will. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. I always enjoy talking to you, my friend, and have a really great rest of your week too. Okay.
Yeah, same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.